Maybe one of the most talked about femtypes when women first start learning about the femtypes, the Frenchie. Module number four, we're in segment number five. So, welcome officially to the Frenchie. So, who is the Frenchie? The Frenchie is the femtype that's responsible for pleasure, for enjoyment, body image, relationships, external beauty, and style. Now, as you look at that, there's really a very common judgment that comes up that the Frenchie is not needed, that she's a luxury. And what I want to share with you, in fact, that the Frenchie is a necessity. In fact, everything we just discussed about pleasure and how important pleasure is in your life and what a necessity it is will give you a little bit of an idea as to how important the Frenchie is inside of your life. Many women will say to me, "Okay, I get it. The Frenchie's important, Tara, but a lot of women still won't take the time to invest in the Frenchie because they feel selfish, guilty, or even sinful." So we're going to begin now by allowing yourself to let go of those misunderstandings and fully receive your Frenchie. Wherever you are, I invite you to stand up. And I really want you to do this with me, okay? So if you need to pause the module and go find a mirror when we do this, please do that. Okay, this is a real experience I'm inviting you into, not just an experience in your head, but a real visceral experience. I want you to go to a mirror and I want you to look at yourself as if you are looking at yourself for the first time. I want you to imagine that you're a visitor in your own body and that you're experiencing all of you. Look in your eyes. Look at yourself with love, awe, grace, and gratitude. Doing this regularly will open you up to true pleasure. True pleasure begins with true appreciation. How often are you going to the mirror and allowing yourself to appreciate who you are and what you see versus going to the mirror and picking and plotting, looking at the wrinkles, turning around, grabbing the fat, whatever it may be? I've been there, I've done it all. Giving yourself the opportunity to be in awe of who you are as a woman will open you up to your Frenchie. This doesn't mean that you can't have a piece of you that wants to continue to grow or refine or reshape or be the best you that you can be externally, but beating yourself up and picking and prodding at yourself does not enhance your Frenchie energy. Now, I want you to be honest. Were you really able to do this exercise and receive this result? First of all, did you go to the mirror? Second of all, when you did you allow yourself to feel awe and gratitude, or did you find it challenging? If you found it challenging, you're certainly not alone. Here, I do want you to go ahead and pause the module and be clear with yourself because this is a starting point about where you are inside of your Frenchie. Really important for you to have this self-evaluation. When I looked at myself, I felt. Okay, please go ahead and pause the module. What did you feel when you looked at yourself in the mirror? What did you feel? Maybe you felt a mix of emotions. Maybe you felt some awe and gratitude. Maybe you felt some sadness or frustration. Maybe you felt anger, contentment. Maybe you felt a little bit of everything. What did you feel? Maybe you felt like it's too late for me. It's already over. I'm too old. I'm too young. What did you really feel when you looked in the mirror? Pause the module and then meet me back here. So I trust that you did pause the module because you do require the answer to that question in order for us to move forward. And I just will so lovingly repeat to you that this is the part of the process. Living you fully is gifting yourself the opportunity to interact in any given moment. So if there's a phototype that showed up for you about, I'll do this later, I'll get to it later, that creates a cycle of procrastination. And so I just invite you to gift yourself the opportunity right now to pause the recording and make sure you're answering the questions. It doesn't take long, just a minute. And the amount of fulfillment and trust that is built inside of you following through is huge and will actually facilitate not only the rest of this program, but will facilitate everything in your life. So the next question is, what I want to see and feel when I look at myself is, so now is your opportunity within your Frenchie to identify what it is you would like to see and feel when you look at the mirror. So whatever it is you did see, be honest with that. And then the second part of this is, what would you like to see? So for example, when I look in the mirror, I intend to see a woman who is connected to Source. I intend to see a woman who feels powerful, trusting, beautiful, and abundant. I intend to see a woman who is deeply connected to life and then gifts all of who she is to every life experience. I intend to see a gorgeous woman full of bright light, gorgeous eyes, toned, slim legs, you know, whatever it is that you want to bring forward.
Hey, what do you want to see and feel when you look at yourself?
Go ahead and pause the module and answer that question. Now it's time for you to quickly identify your intention for your Frenchie. How would you like to embody your Frenchie? You're beginning to form a unique relationship with your own Frenchie. As we step in to you integrating and activating your Frenchie, I invite you to think of a woman that you find really beautiful. That may sound strange at first, but I invite you to really trust the process. Think of a woman you find really beautiful. Now I want you to think of what she looks like. Really in detail, what does she look like? How does she act? What is it that makes her so attractive? I want you to pay attention here because this may or may not be society's idea of beauty. This is about what you find beautiful. Okay? So make some notes here. Who is that woman? What does she look like? How does she act? What is it about her that makes her beautiful? Is it her clothes? Is it her attitude? Is it her energy? Is it her confidence? Is it a way she walks in the room? Is it the way she listens to others? Is it her connection with life? This is so important for you to identify. So often inside of the Frenchie, women think that they're supposed to show up in somebody else's version of the Frenchie. That's not what this is about. This is about you identifying your version. So I want you to answer these questions before we go any further. When you feel into this woman that you find truly beautiful, what is her attitude? How is she holding herself? How is she walking? What is her self-esteem like? How is she treating herself, basically, inside of that question? So go ahead and answer these because you are creating the foundation for your Frenchie activation. Once you've completed that, take a long look at what you wrote and really connect with it. Is there anything in there that surprises you? If so, what is it? This is a beautiful opportunity for you to tease apart what you may have thought the Frenchie is for you and what she truly is. You know, I used to not go swimming at the beach because I thought that a Frenchie embodiment had perfectly straight hair all the time. And you know what? That is really not my truth. One of the things that I find so beautiful is a woman that's in her natural beauty. Crusty, salty hair, freckles. I used to deny all of those things about myself. And in fact, it's one of the places and in one of the ways that I feel the most beautiful. So begin to tease this apart for yourself and see what it is that you might discover about your own embodiment. When we do talk about the Frenchie, as I mentioned, so many women get confused with societal views of enjoyment and beauty, and they begin to feel lost and unsure of themselves. I've heard women say to me before, but Tara, I can't resonate with the Frenchie because I don't like to wear dresses. Okay, the Frenchie doesn't mean you have to wear a dress. The Frenchie is about your pleasure, your beauty, and your confidence, not anybody else's. Okay, what did you name her? What did you name your Frenchie? Go ahead and write it down now. We're going to connect with her for the rest of this module. And if for some slight reason that you didn't name her, please, I encourage you, go ahead and choose a name right now. Let it be, let it come forward. Maybe even look around your office, your bedroom, your car, wherever you may be, and see what resonates with you. Choose that name and write it down. For the rest of the module, you are going to pretend that you are that woman. The woman that you thought or you think is beautiful, the woman that you brought forward before, how she talks, how she acts, how she's holding herself, the way that she's dressed. You don't need to go change. I just want you to imagine that you're wearing exactly what it is you saw that woman wearing. I'm going to be inviting you to talk, walk, and act like her for the rest of our time together. Really connect with her. Begin to embody her, call her forward, name her your Frenchie name, and meet me back here as we step into your Frenchie.